I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. U.S. President George W. Bush in his farewell tour in Europe told reporters he didn't regret going to war in Iraq, but does regret the rhetoric. Iraq and the U.S. are now talking about future U.S. troop strength. As discussions continue, Carlos with Partners International says the troop surge has allowed them to dedicate their third Christian school in the north, which is well received.
Government officials actually take their kids to that Christian school. They perceive the school on a daily basis as a place of reconciliation, as a place for the future, and it is being led by Christians.
While talking about Christ is part of their focus, it takes time. We turn next to Benin, where there's a concern about the widespread neglect of children. Church leaders are battling the misconception that teaching children is a waste of time. But Every Child Ministries' Monica Miles says reaching kids is a key part of reaching a nation. In response, ECM held a five-day seminar that gives Christian leaders practical training in approaching outreach to children and their families.
We want to reach out to the children's workers, children's leaders, to train them how to reach the children on their level so that they can present the gospel at a level that the children can understand.
And Voice of the Martyrs reports Chinese police have detained several house church members for helping quake survivors. Officials say the believers won't be released until they each pay a fine of 1,000 yuan. 2 months before China hosts the Olympic Games, persecution against Christians is increasing, and it may intensify even more when the games are over. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It's Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope that will help you understand how you too can be revived. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.